Welcome to Cashflow Positive. I'm your host, Kenny Bedwell, founder of SCR Insights, one of the leading data platforms in the industry. Through using data and analytics, I've been able to replace my W-2 with cash flow from my successful short-term rentals. And my goal is to help you achieve the same freedom and success. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just a novice looking to make your mark, Cashflow Positive is your go-to resource for unlocking the full potential of your property portfolio. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Cashflow Positive. I'm the host, Kenny Bedwell, and I'm going to talk to you today a secret of how to find emerging markets. Okay. So one of the mistakes I see a lot of investors make is something called chasing markets. I despise this, and I see it frequently. I see it on social media. Obviously, a new investor will get on Facebook or Instagram and then just like go into these groups or pages and be like, hey guys, I'm new and I've got X amount of money to invest. And where should I go? You know, and then it's like basically calling all realtors, you know, everyone's, oh, this market. Everyone's talking about the market and their experience based on, even if they aren't a realtor, so we'll set them aside. We'll stop throwing stones at them for a second and just call out like just regular investors. Regular investors will say to them, oh, this is the best market to go to, and here's my experience. But the problem is we know nothing about when they bought. You know, what if they bought in 2018 and that was the only property they have there? It's just they bought it for like, you know, a nickel and it's making $200,000. Like, is that accurate for today's standard? No, not at all. So we don't have any experience with or know much. It's just like these short answers. And frankly, it's useless. Okay. Or you have these people who get on these podcasts, you know, like those losers over at SCRnomics, you know, Kenny and Bill, and they'll talk about markets and people will go and buy in those markets. And once again, they have very little context about what and why it works in those markets. They'll just buy anything in those markets and they'll, you know, lose out. By the way, I'm making fun of my other podcast. So, you know, give me a little slack there if you're okay with that. But I've seen it happen time and time again. Well, we'll talk about and actually promote a market. We did that with Newer Remain. We did that with Banner Elk a couple of years ago. And people ran there in droves and bought wrong and made mistakes. And people have lost money. And some people have made money. They lucked out or maybe they did a little more research like they're supposed to. And so how do we avoid doing that? Just like chasing wherever everybody else is going, because frankly, that seems like the easy way and the lazy way to do it, to be honest. And what happens? You lose money when you do that. You don't cash flow. And so I want to teach you guys how to be in a market first before Bill Faith tells everybody else that, you know, he's in that market. And then you end up going to that same market. Be there before the Bills and the Kennys of the world, and you'll be good to go. So here's the reality, because a lot of people ask me, well, are there any more emerging markets out there? Like, is that even possible? Is there all the markets been discovered? There were almost 13,000 vacation markets in the United States alone, just the United States, 13,000 vacation markets per SCR Insights. So yeah, there probably are markets that nobody is talking about that are really, really good. And I don't know all 13,000 either. So don't look at me like I know all the markets. The reality is I don't. And I'm still learning and discovering. I don't have time to dive into every single market every day. And so there are gold mines out there. You just have to find them. And the funny thing is about some of these markets, they've been around. Some of them have been around for decades, even centuries. There's some emerging markets in the Northeast that they're, I mean, you call them emerging, but they've been established way before, you know, there were certain states. So like, I think of Maine, for example. Portland, Maine is actually the first, look this up. It's the first vacation market starting like the early 1700s. You know, people from New York were trying to get away and they go to Portland, Maine to go sailing. 1700s. Okay. Some states weren't even formed then. So there are emerging markets all across the country that are doing really well that are, could be established and old people have been going there for many, many years, but there's just not the supply there yet. And that's where you can take advantage. And that's where I want you to teach you today. How do you identify those places? How do you find those places? Let's dive into it. So let's talk about what an emerging market is. So an emerging market is a market that is seeing a rapid, consistent growth in demand, especially in the last 5 years. And it also has less than 500 active listings. Okay. Now, this is obviously a really, really specific definition, and I made this definition, okay? And the reason why I made this definition is because there's what I call consequence metrics, meaning that there are things because of you know, the demand growing in the last 5 years and the number of short-term rentals being less than 500 and consistent growth over time, the consequence metrics are revenue and occupancy rates are abnormally higher. Okay. So when I find these markets, these emerging markets, I look at the revenue and I'm looking at occupancy rates and they're like weirdly high, like 75, 80% for higher bedroom counts, which is really, really rare in most markets because most markets are seasonal, right? Even these like highly seasonal markets, emerging markets, they typically have higher occupancy rates because there is not enough supply for the demand. In a lot of emerging markets too, something else we'll find, just like a leading indicator, this isn't a consequence metric, but a leading indicator, is there really aren't that many hotels, okay? Like big chain hotels, it's not like all blown up and established, right? There could be millions of people or hundreds of thousands of people that visit these places, but there isn't a lot of places to stay, or it's like really mom and poppy. So I think of like, for example, Watkins Glen, where one of my properties in the Finger Lakes. I mean, it's old. It's a really, really old market. I would say like probably really got going in like maybe the 40s, 50s in terms of like popularity for the state of New York and New Jersey and in Pennsylvania too. People come from kind of those areas. And I mean, they've been coming for decades. And we're talking over 1 million people a year come to this tiny town and there's only 80 short-term rentals. Okay. And then there's like hardly any hotels. There's a few, but not many. It's all kind of like mom and pop vacation rentals, ton of bed and breakfasts, some motels, things like that. It's like, that's the breeding ground for an emerging market right there. That just reeks of opportunity. And I talked about this on another episode. I'm like one of the only properties with a hot tub. I mean, come on. You know, a market of 1 million people come and not many properties have a hot tub. Like that's a popular amenity. That's what I'm talking about, guys. Find those. They're out there. There's tons of them out there. Okay. So we're looking for these markets with characteristics of increasing demand and also the number of short-term rentals is less than 500. Okay. So let's look at an example of a market where you go, well, Kenny, there's increasing demand here. And there's also the increasing supply of short-term rentals and revenue and so on in the last 5 years, like you're saying, like, tell me, like, does this meet the criteria? So this market that I'm picking on right now is Blue Ridge, North Georgia. So I have a chart I pulled from the National Parks website. So this is a government website. So you can just type in National Parks in the United States and look at traffic or tourism numbers. Just Google that and they'll give you their data. It's really powerful. So look at the Blue Ridge Parkway. And I mean, it started in like 1940 when they started tracking this data and you can see the increase. Okay. And it looks like it peaked in maybe early 2000s and started to really drop off, decline. And then what happens in 2020? Okay. There's a little bit of a drop in 2021. Peaks back up, right? What happened in 2020 and 2021? COVID, right? People traveled. They in the United States, they drove. And so we see this. We see this climb. And then if you look in 2022, the blue line is it starts to go back down. So this market's trending down. And guess what? 2023, if you catch that trend line today, this presentation is a little old, the one I'm showing right now, if you're watching on YouTube. This is from, I made this in 2023, but I have the line now. Now it's 2024 and it's dropped even further. So that's the number of visitors is dropping and declining. Meanwhile, the number of active listings. So in 2018, there was 589 in Blue Ridge and now there's over 1,100, almost 1,200. I think right now it's 1,400. And that's just in Blue Ridge. That's not LJ, Hiawassee, Cherry Log, and some of the other areas around there. That's just Blue Ridge alone. So the supply is drastically increased and demand in tourism is starting to peak and go back down again. So this isn't an emerging market, okay? So let's talk about, I'm gonna skip through some of these things. What are like kind of the steps that we need to know to defining emerging markets? So there's three things you're gonna look for, okay? Three things. So number one, you're gonna go in and you're gonna try to find at least, I mean, you can find at least 10 to 20 of these just by doing these steps. So number one, we wanna look for markets that have less than 500 active listings. Okay. Another thing too, a consequence metric of an emerging market is they naturally have a higher gross ROI. So if you're using a tool like STR Insights, you can go in there and STR Insights will provide you the gross ROI for the metric for the markets. Emerging markets ROIs are all higher than 15%. Okay. Remember, this is just an average, meaning that there are properties that do above it and properties that do below it. But on average, those markets all have gross ROI. So gross ROI stands for gross return on investment percentages, meaning the if we take the average revenue divided by the average purchase price, that gives us a percentage, 15%, 20%, whatever it is. The average for that in emerging markets is always higher than 15%. Okay, so that's one leading indicator, all right, or consequence metric, I should say. The second thing we're going to do is determine the nearby traffic drivers and try to identify the growth over time. Okay, so a lot of markets, they're near national parks. A lot of markets are near theme parks or amusement parks or some sort of big traffic driver, lakes, big lakes, things like that. So sometimes it's easy to get that data online and sometimes it's hard. You can use websites like Placer.ai, which they will tell you cell phone traffic usage in based on a particular address or store location. So that's Placer, like AI. And they like just Google that. And that can give you a traffic indicator of how many people are going to this market and trends over time. I would just start with Googling, you know, how many people go to this area and so on. A lot of state parks too. I talk about national parks, but there's state parks that do really well. Logan, Ohio was one I've talked about before in early 2021 and 2022 that did really well. Okay. It's kind of got found out about and peaked and now headed back down. So that's not an emerging market. And if you look, there's more than 500 active listings there. So understand the demand and the traffic trends. Make sure it's going up, not like Blue Ridge where it went up and then down again. It's not what we're looking for. We're looking for consistency up. And I'm going to give you some examples at the end of this too. So don't panic. You're like, okay, Kenny, I'm kind of following here. The third and final step. So we understand we've active rentals, 500 or less, ROI 15% or higher, demand traffic pattern going up. And then the last one is that we need to make sure that there are 10 properties, a minimum of 10 properties that are making $50,000 or more in that market. Okay. So you can go into SDR Insights. You can find a market that has less than 500 active listings that has an average ROI of 15% or higher. And then you can look at the demand patterns. Then you can go into that market, hover over all the properties. And if you can find 10 properties or more that are doing $50,000 more in revenue, congratulations, you found an emerging market. Okay. That's what we want to see. We want to see healthy numbers, meaning there's a lack of supply, there's a lot of demand. And then the third part, if I had a third hand here to show you this, it would be revenue, which is ultimately what we're trying to get, right? We're trying to cash flow. So we need to see that the revenue is supported as well by the current demand. And that is indicated by what properties are currently making. Now, it could be really crappy properties, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. It's about how much they're making. So if we see at least 10 properties making $50,000 or more, that's a really good sign that, yeah, this is an emerging market. Another thing to be careful of too with emerging markets is they might consist of different regions, okay? So for example, Northern Michigan, and I'm going to talk about, this is just an example, Sleeping Bear Dunes National Park is in Northern Michigan, okay? So this is one that I was really, that's really fascinating. Well, Sleeping Bear Dunes, that's not a market, okay? That's a national park. Well, what's the market near them? There's actually quite a few. It's Traverse City. I mean, you can even argue Boyne City, which is further away. That whole area, it's more of a region. Northern Michigan is a region. So that's your market. And we can see the demand going up. We can see the average ROI is higher than 15%. And in a lot of those markets, there's less than 500 active listings. You have an emerging market, okay? That's another good example. Let's take a look at this one in Mount Rushmore, okay? Mount Rushmore, look at the demand patterns over time. It's climbing. So if you're listening, just know that people are increasingly going to Mount Rushmore every single year in South Dakota. Okay, and here are the numbers here on this side. All right. If we look for properties in those markets, we can see several. The revenue is well over $50,000. If we go back to SCR Insights and look at the average ROI, we can see that in all of the markets surrounding Mount Rushmore, Badlands area around Rapid City, even Rapid City itself, the average ROI fluctuates from 18% all the way up to 28%. Okay. And then all of those markets have 500 active listings or less. So these are active short-term rental listings or less on Airbnb. So all of these indicators mean that this is an emerging market. When you look at the data, you look at all the stats, it is a truly emerging market. South Dakota, Mount, in the Badlands, Custer, Leeds, all that area, it is an emerging market. I talked about Northern Michigan. South Michigan near Chicago as well is a good area. I'm going to stop sharing. So these are good examples. Go in, study, research. Okay. I talked about, so another really good one too, is Acadia National Park, Bar Harbor area in Maine. That's a really, really good emerging market. Red River Gorge in Kentucky. That's a very affordable in the Southeast for people who want to stay in the Southeast. That's another good emerging market. Go and validate the stuff in SDR Insights or whatever data tool you want. It will show you what I'm talking about. These are great emerging markets. Go check them out. But obviously, I've just said them. And I don't know how many listeners I have, but I put them in reports and stuff too. And so other people know about these markets. So go out and do the research and you'll find other ones too that are out there that maybe I don't even know about. And you can tell me about them. And it will be our secret. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode and I will see you on the part two where we dive into someone who is actually in an emerging market and their success story and hear about that. So I look forward to having you on the next episode. I am your host, Kenny Bedwell, and I'll see you next time.